Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Once again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, I don't know where you live, but cooler weather has certainly hit the upper Midwest. I read an article yesterday that in the upper peninsula of Michigan, they just got their first significant snowfall of the season. Now, with the leaves turning color and the nights dropping down into the 40s as far as temperature, it's probably time to start getting your home ready for winter. We found this article from Forbes with tips to help. Now, again, you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, the lower middle landing page, click on it, it'll bring you, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on to this podcast, in the upper right of that blog, type in Winterize Your Home 2023, and it'll bring you to the post associated with this podcast with the tips that I'm going to share with you today, along with a link to the article from Forbes. Now, we still, in our household, we kind of have a running tally, as it were, to see how long we can go without turning on our furnace. Last year, I think it was like the shortest time ever. We had turned off the air conditioning, and then I believe it was like within 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we had to turn the furnace on because the temperatures just dropped so significantly. It was just insane crazy. And so far, we still have the furnace off. The daytime temperatures are still in the mid to upper 50s. And then the evening temperatures are getting into the mid 40s. So really, we can handle it. I'm wearing a long sleeve thermal. And, you know, we just put on an extra blanket at night until we absolutely have to turn the furnace on. I think if the daytime temperatures dip below 50 degrees and the overnight temperatures drop into the lower 40s, upper 30s, then, yeah, definitely we'll have to turn that furnace on. But it's kind of a fun little thing that we like to do to get ready for the winter season. But, yeah, last year was just crazy. It was, you know, 80, 90 degree weather, and then for like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, it was like fall, and then immediately it just went into winter mode. It was just crazy. But then again, we had like a really crazy winter too, where, you know, we were getting like 2 feet of snow overnight on some days, and it's just really, really bitter cold. Again, this article from Forbes, I'm only going to share a few of the tips because I want you to obviously read the full article. They've got a lot more tips that can help you with preparing your home for the winter. First tip I want to share with you is inspect the roof. While the weather is still a bit warmer and there's no snow, now would be the time to inspect your roof for any damage and make any repairs as necessary. I just recently had a client that a roofing company was in the neighborhood inspecting roofs for free. You know, obviously they're looking for work, and just happened to find a bunch of hail damage on their home. So obviously we turned in a claim for hail damage to their home. But yeah, it's good to check that and make sure that, you know, if you've got any missing shingles, that's repaired. Any dark spots that could be indicators of a leak. You know, those are all things that you really need to get taken care of, you know, especially before the snow flies. While you're up on top of your roof, you should probably go up into your attic and check the insulation. There are websites that offer tips on how much insulation you should have, depending on where you live. Here in Michigan, one website that I went to said that it's recommended that we have at least 10 to 14 inches of insulation in our attic to help maintain the heat in our home. So it varies. I mean, down south, you know, it could be 3 inches, you know. It just depends on where you live. And like I said, I just looked up for the state of Michigan. It's recommended that we have at least 10 to 14 inches of insulation. The next tip I have for you is check your chimney. It's best to have a professional chimney sweep come in and clean and inspect your chimney inside and out to be sure it is safe to use. Using those chimney sweeping logs, again, I've talked about this year after year, using those chimney sweeping logs can potentially damage your chimney and won't take care of any blockages left by animals or other debris that's made its way into your chimney. So yeah, you definitely want to have somebody come out and inspect it and clean it to make sure you got all that old creosote and any debris that's inside the chimney. And check for damaged bricks or leaks or anything like that. You know, because that's not a good thing if you're going to be using your chimney. The next tip I have for you is check your windows and doors. Replace any cracking or missing weather stripping around your doors and windows. And also caulk any gaps or cracks around them. As well as including any gaps or cracks in the siding of your home. If you don't have energy efficient windows, you definitely want to utilize a window film kit to help seal them and keep out any potential drafts. Very inexpensive. You know, you can go to your local big box store like Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards. Pick them up now. I think they're fairly cheap because the season is here. Very easy to use for the most part. So be sure if you don't have energy efficient windows, make sure you use those film kits. And that'll help keep your home warm by keeping out the drafts and also bring down your heating costs a little bit as well. The next tip I have for you is check your furnace. Change your furnace filter and vacuum out the cabinet. Some HVAC companies offer a fall maintenance special where they will change the filter and inspect everything to make sure the furnace is properly maintained. Around here, it's like $100. They've got like a $99 special where they'll come out and change your filter, clean out the cabinet, verify all the burners are working and everything is good. If there's anything that's not good, obviously they'll find it during the inspection. It's always good to make sure that your furnace is in good working condition before you turn it on for the first time of the year. And definitely, if there's anything that needs to be repaired, it's better to have it repaired now than in the middle of winter when its temperatures are below zero and there are, you know, backups with the, you know, other repairs that people have. So you're on a list to get your furnace repaired. Now, the last tip I have for you is prepare your snow removal items. Check your snowblower to make sure everything is running properly before the snow flies, as repair shops will be overwhelmed with repairs from people who failed to check their equipment. So check your oil levels, make sure that you have gas, start it up for the season, make sure that if you've got an automatic start, make sure that works. If you got a pull start, make sure the pull start works. Make sure that the, you know, pull start cord isn't frayed or damaged. Just overall, maintain it and make sure that it's ready to go when you need it. Also make sure that your shovels are in good condition and accessible, and that you have plenty of salt or snow melt ready to go for your sidewalks and driveways. We've got to go out and get some snow melt here shortly, and I think we're going to replace our at least one of our snow shovels, and I've got to go out to the garage or the workshop and get the snow blower, check the oil, make sure that there's gas, and just make sure everything's ready to go. Last year I bought a snow blower because we did have several times where we got a foot and a half, 2 foot of snow, and you know, having a couple inches of snow, shoveling it's not a problem. Don't have an issue with that at all. But when we're getting into, you know, the foot and a half, 2 feet, Yeah, it's something that we definitely need to do as far as having a snowblower. So it's very, very important. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you had me listening later on, in the upper right of that blog, type in Winterize Your Home 2023. And again, I'll have all the tips that I share with you today on today's podcast, as well as a link to the article from Forbes, which I recommend you check out because there are many more tips than the ones that I've just shared with you today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week, a safe week, and a warm week. Until next time, take care.